right. Well, thanks, Chris, and good afternoon. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to give this presentation in the Jennings Conference. I hope that you find this information useful. It's a little off the Jennings subject, but I think it does relate because what you do in terms of the quality certainly affects the standards that we make, and in all these international standards activities, they certainly do have an impact on how we move our cotton into China and other places around the world. So I'm going to cover some of the key activities that we had in 2008, and you know, we have the Triennial Universal Standards Conference every 3 years, and it did fall in the 2008 year, and that was back in June. The conference was very successful. We had over 200 attendees, and the 3,000 grade standard boxes that we had prepared were reviewed and approved. We also had a proposal and a revision to the Universal Cotton Standards Agreement. This revision expanded the eligibility requirements so that representation into the standards agreement could be expanded to some of our cotton associations internationally that are heavy users of the universal standards, not just restricted to users of U.S. cotton. You know, traditionally, the universal standards were strictly for the classing of U.S. cotton, but, you know, these days, the world has adopted our standards, and they are truly universal. And so, you know, in order to continue to promote our standards as universal standards, we thought it was time to expand that eligibility requirement. So this opens the door to allow China and some other, you know, associations from other countries that produce cotton to be able to come in and have some voice in how we prepare the standards. The other area that was a key continuing effort in the international standards area was what we call the CSITC round test. This stands for Commercial Standardization of Instrument Testing of Cotton. This is a quarterly HVI round test where we send samples out, and it's conducted under the auspices of the International Cotton Advisory Committee's CSITC task force. This is an international task force of many countries that are represented here. We, AMS, are responsible for providing the samples, distributing the samples, collecting the data, and so we oversee the administration of this round test. And this round test is a little different than others that we have administered in the past. This one actually grades the performance of the laboratory and ranks their performance, and at the end of the year they get a certificate for participating and shows their score. And so it's a real promotional tool for encouraging the use of our standards, because the only way they're going to perform well in this is they have to use the universal standards and follow our procedures. And this is just the, you know, it started back in 2007, and the number of facilities and especially the number of instruments have increased, and there's been a lot of international promotion of this program, and it really could take off, especially as some of these countries start to come on board with instrument testing. We really could see this program expand, and that's what we're expecting in the future and hoping for. Currently, we have participants from all over the world, as you can see, from Europe, 16 labs, South America, North America, Asia, Africa, Australia. So it's well distributed through many countries. Okay, this part of my presentation I'm going to spend probably the most time on. In fact, I'm going to end my presentation talking about China. Because this is really where all the action is these days. And I want to give a report on our most recent visit to China, which was just this December. And I think this last visit is a pretty good summary of all the activities that, you know, we and AMS have going on in the area of cotton standards and promotion of HVI testing in China. This last trip in December, me along with a couple of others, Lily Shields, who is new in AMS, and her title, she is a standards and international relations expert, and she has joined our team and is helping us coordinate and help us carry out some of our international activities. And also Leon Sui, who is from the USDA ARS, and he's a researcher and cotton fiber expert that has traveled with us to China on many of these trips because of his expertise, and he's been a great help. Just some of the places that we visited on this trip, starting with the China Fiber Inspection Bureau. This is where we have spent most of our time up to this, you know, over the years, because it's CFIB that is responsible for making the standards in China that that are responsible for classing. They're responsible for classing the Chinese crop, and this is where we started our work, and so we continue a lot of collaborations with CFIB. They're responsible for testing the entire Chinese crop, and they're moving very rapidly to HVI testing. We also visited the General Administration of Quality Inspection and Quarantine, AQSIQ. AQSIQ oversees CFIB, and they also oversee another agency, which is called CIQ, that oversees the classification of all cotton imported in China. And so that's very important to us because all U.S. cotton becomes subject to the inspection of CIQ, which reports to AQSIQ. So that's our real interest in AQSIQ. And I hope I don't confuse you with all these different names, but bear with me. We also visited the Xi'an Polytechnic University. And what's special about this university is that they are developing a program, a software program that's similar to Cotton Incorporated's EFS program. And it's intended to be used in mills, textile mills across China, for the purpose of providing them tools to use USDA data or HBI data from any cottons that they're processing in selecting bales for their laydowns. And so, you know, we have a real interest in working with them and making sure that their program is compatible with our data so that when mills that are using this program get U.S. cotton, they can take the HBI data that's available with U.S. cotton and use that in this program for selecting bales for their laydowns. The Changling Group, this is a manufacturer, an instrument manufacturer in China that we visited, and they are in the process of manufacturing a HVI type instrument, so very interested in those developments. The Zhengzhou Commodity Exchange is responsible for the futures trading and the futures market in China. And we also visited a local CIQ inspection center, which, that didn't sound good. Which is responsible, as I told you before, responsible for classing cotton imported into China. So we visited a local office and got to see their operations. So we had a very full 2 weeks of visiting these places. First, let me give you a little report on our visit with CFIB, the China Fiber Inspection Bureau, responsible for classing the Chinese crop. Currently, you know, they're ramping up very quickly. It started back in 2005, purchasing HVI systems, and with the goal of having enough HVIs in place by 2010 to class the entire Chinese crop. And they currently have 282 HVIs, and their plan is to buy 80 more this year to get them up to 362. And these are going in 90-plus locations. You know, in the U.S. we have 12 classing offices. In China they're much more spread out and much smaller offices, which is certainly a challenge for them. In the area of short fiber, we're very interested in collaborative work with Chinese on this because the Chinese continue to put a lot of pressure on having a short fiber measurement on the cottons that they're buying, and the mills want a short fiber measurement. And the short fiber measurement that the Chinese are accustomed to is different than what we have always used, a short fiber content based on half inch. Theirs is based on 16 millimeters, so it's a totally different level, and it's a new measurement. And so they got a lot of development work going on, and we're working very closely with the Chinese in further studying the development of this measurement and also developing potential standards for this measurement. And the Chinese, since they have grown so big and so many HVIs, they are very interested in developing their own calibration cottons. And of course, there's nothing we can do from stopping them to do that. We'd like for them just to use our calibration cottons, but we are encouraging them to do this very closely with our collaboration, and we'd have a lot of round testing between each other so that if they do in the future develop calibration cottons, they will be compatible, at least compatible with ours. The director of CFIB is planning to visit the U.S. March of 2009, and to continue our collaboration, we do plan to have a officiating MOU in place, Memo of Understanding, so that we can continue our collaboration. And last thing about CFIB I'd like to mention is that they are moving into a new headquarters. This headquarters has been under construction for several years, and they are finally moving into it, and we got to visit this headquarters finally. It's a multi-million dollar facility full of labs and a very impressive facility. The only thing they've moved in it so far is their HVI testing operations. They don't even have their offices or other labs in it. And they do a lot of other textile type instrument testing, so there's a lot more than just HVI testing that goes on with CFIB. And these are some of the pictures just showing the empty space so far. But down below, you can see the receiving area where they were receiving samples, and their quality assurance lab where they recheck samples tested in their other local locations or retested here in Beijing at this lab. And they're currently running 8 HVIs here, and they've got capacity for a total of 12, where they will be rechecking samples that have previously been tested. And they perform manual classification as well as HVI, and so they've got their master classers set up. And the two classers in the middle here are two of their master classers that check samples that have been previously classed out in the field. Now, shifting gears again, just to give you a little report on what we found at the Xi'an University, where they're developing the EFS type program for Chinese textile mill use. We did find out there's a lot of money behind it. Chinese government has funded this project, and there's already an early version out, and it's being piloted by two textile mills in China right now. And fortunately, they are very interested in making the program capable of using USDA's HVI data, so we're very interested in working with them to ensure that it will be able to process USDA classing data. And of course, just the point that the expansion of an EFS type program, Cotton Incorporated's or the Chinese version, does offer a huge potential benefit to U.S. cotton, because no other countries at this point still offer HVI data on 100% of their bales, and so this is a powerful tool to allow these textile mills in China to use the USDA HVI data. A little bit about the Changling Group. This is the manufacturer of the Chinese version of HVI. They were very secretive, but they did allow us in, and we were, of course, not allowed to take any pictures or anything, but we did get to see the manufacturing operation. And they've actually been developing fiber instruments since 2001, but only recently have they really put their funding and efforts into developing an HVI-type system. And right now they've got two versions, and both of these are now in production. The two-operator instrument shown on the left has been out a little bit longer than the single-operator instrument. The single-operator instrument just came out within the last year. And, of course, it's the single-operator instrument that they're really putting their emphasis on, because this is the instrument that will be of most interest to textile mills, because it is very compatible supposedly very compatible with an Ooster-type system. And, there's really nothing original about this system. It's pretty obvious they've just copied Ooster's HVI 1000. If you've ever seen an Ooster 1000, you'll notice it's very similar looking, even to the hood over the top, the holes. They did a good job of copying. But they've been working closely with CFIB, and CFIB actually helped in the development of this instrument and tested prototypes. And we actually saw the assembly line, and there were 5 instruments on the assembly line, and 5 had come off of it, so they're cranking them out right now. And their target at this point is Chinese textile mills, and they say they don't have any plans to market them outside of China yet. Of course, the performance of them is unknown. And talking to CFIB is still buying Ooster systems, and even CFIB doesn't feel that they're really ready, that they still have some problems. They're not fully developed yet. But this whole project is heavily supported by the Chinese government. In fact, this Changling Group, it appears that they may even be part of the Chinese government. It's not fully private. You know how things work in China. It's a little different. But at some point, CFIB has even told us that they feel that they're probably going to be pressured to begin purchasing these instruments. The Chinese government is not spending all this money to develop that instrument for it not to be used by their own organizations. The Zhengzhou Commodity Exchange, this is the cotton futures trading market in China. They've been trading futures here since May of 1993, but the recent development is that they're making a transition to using HVI measurements. And so they've worked very closely with CFIB here in the last few years, and so we've got a little bit involved in helping them move toward futures testing. Because AMS tests cotton futures. Cotton that goes into the futures market is tested by AMS, and so CFIB is providing a similar service to the commodity exchange here in China. There are some key differences. It's still based on limited sampling, 10% sampling, where we sample every bale. And China uses both small 170-pound bales, which is the old Chinese traditional bale, and now they're transitioning to, you know, our type bales, 500-pound bales, and the, you know, in the new gens, they're putting in the UD-type presses and 500-pound bales. So, but both type of bales are eligible in the cotton futures. And the nine parameters tested, you know, mostly based on HVI now, and still a few manual methods, but also moisture contamination and trash. Trash is actually measured gravimetrically. They actually separate the trash out of the lint and weigh it. And contamination is also a part of it. AQSIQ, our visit with the organization that is responsible for inspecting the cotton that comes into China. We have invited a delegation, and you know they were supposed to come back in June to our standards conference, but because of the earthquake that you know you may remember happened in China, they had to cancel. You know that really disrupted a lot of things that went on in China, but they're very interested in coming back, and I think we're going to get them over here in May or June as long as you know things stick to plan. You know, CIQ is very interested in making an agreement with AMS, and you know we're in the early stages of developing our relations with CIQ. It's been a little more difficult, a little more challenging, but we hope to be able to establish that here shortly because you know CIQ is really key because they are reinspecting cotton that comes into China, and we've got to ensure that they are testing on our level and using our standards. So we are very optimistic that this is going to work. And AQSIQ is very interested in discussing, and when they come over here, they want an opportunity to discuss the import registration program that I'm sure a lot of you have heard about that China is going to be requiring for all merchants that are importing cotton in China. They have to be registered, and so they're very interested in explaining some of the details about that. And lastly, we visited a local CIQ office, and there's 13 total of these local CIQ laboratories in China. And the one we visited was in Zhengzhou in Henan province. And you know, CIQ is responsible for inspecting all cotton that's imported, and it's based on 10% sampling that are randomly selected and tested from each container. CIQ definitely lags behind CFIB in their transition from manual to HVI. CFIB has been a lot more aggressive than CIQ, but CIQ is purchasing HVIs now and soon will be in fully operational with HVI testing. So there is a real opportunity for collaboration with CIQ, and we're very interested in ensuring that they use proper standards and practices. And this is a key point I want to make. I'm getting close to the end here. We've heard this at several of our CIQ visits, that U.S. cotton has a higher occurrence of inspection defects than the average of other cottons imported into China. And, you know, we want to be sure that the cottons that they're buying are what they are expecting. There is some problems in this area that we definitely have to address. And the way, especially from our standpoint that we're addressing this is we got to be sure that they're inspecting the cotton properly, that they're using the proper HVI procedures, because that's a lot of the problem. It's not all of the problem, but it's certainly some of it. And especially, you know, we've got a real potential to improve that inspection process, and especially as more cotton is traded, you know, on the USDA data rather than on types and descriptions, because it's types and descriptions that I think causes so much problem in getting this cotton into China through CIQ. Just for 2009, we plan to continue our work and strengthen our collaborations with Chinese cotton organizations. We want to assist other international cotton organizations that are in the process now of making transition to instrument testing, and we're seeing this all over the world. We're getting inquiries constantly from different countries wanting our help. And so, you know, we've got to prioritize that and decide who's most important and, you know, which organizations benefit us and U.S. cotton the most. And, of course, we got to continue the promotion of the universal standards through our international signatories, you know, those international delegates that have been loyal to the universal standards and use of universal standards. And with their help, they've been a big help in promoting the universal standards through things such as the CSITC round test and other things. And with that, I will conclude. Thank you very much. I'll turn it back over to you, Chris.